Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 23rd, 2006. I'm Joe Underko. Once again, we will look back at last week's games involving football teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. Conference play got underway on September 16, with the Thomas More Saints grabbing the early lead with a come-from-behind 21-20 win at Grove City. For the second time in as many games this season, Saint quarterback Trevor Stelman connected with wideout Chase Weber in the closing minutes for the game-winning score, this time from 16 yards out with 2:21 to play. Grove City was victimized by a blocked field goal attempt and blocked extra point attempt by TMC linebacker Brad Steinmetz. In non-league action, both Bethany and Washington and Jefferson posted impressive road wins. The Bison improved to 2-1 as they overcame a 21-0 halftime deficit with a pair of touchdowns in the final 46 seconds of a thrilling 34-28 victory at Ohio Wesleyan. Senior quarterback Brent Owens found Matt Cruz in the end zone from 9 yards out for the game-winning score with just 1 second to play. W&J also improved to 2-1 after rolling to a 35-0 decision at Hanover. In other games, Teal gave up a 20-10 fourth-quarter lead by allowing a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns in a 24-20 home loss to Albion. Westminster and Waynesburg remained winless on the season, as the Titans fell to 0-2 with a 33-6 setback at Carnegie Mellon, while the Yellow Jackets fell to 0-3 following a 20-10 home defeat to Shenandoah. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to W&J quarterback Bobby Swallow, who completed an incredible 90% of his passes by going 18 of 20 for 210 yards and 4 touchdowns at Hanover. Thomas More's Brad Steinmetz earned defensive honors for his 14 tackles in addition to the 2 block kicks at Grove City. Bethany's Cliff Anderson was the special teams honoree after posting 9 tackles and recovering the onside kick to set up the game-winning score for the Bison at Ohio Wesleyan. This week, a pair of league games highlight the schedule, led by early season PAC leader Thomas More, hosting defending 2005 conference champion Teal in Crestview Hills, Kentucky at 1:30 p.m. The Saints will try to solidify their early conference lead before a homecoming crowd, while Teal will be looking to snap its first 2-game losing streak since the 2003 campaign. Tomcat head coach Jack Liebheimer talks about the Saints' dynamic duo of Stelman and Weber.
Weber's—he's got great hands and great ball instincts, good body skills in terms of being able to go up and twist and turn and catch the football. And Stelman, man, what an athlete! If something's not open for him right away, he's going to pull the thing down and run with it, and he can make some things happen. So they're going to be a real good challenge for us.
The other conference matchup takes place in Waynesburg, where the Yellow Jackets host Grove City at 1:30 p.m. The two teams battled on a rain-drenched field in Grove City a year ago, with the Wolverines coming out on top in a 7-6 defensive struggle. Coming off his team's disappointing loss to Thomas More last week, Grove City head coach Chris Smith talks about the challenges his team will face this weekend at Waynesburg.
We're in a similar boat. We played 2 good teams, and coming off a week where we thought we should have won, obviously, we need to get our W column filled up here. So it's going to be a hard-fought contest. We're going to be down there playing our hearts out to win, get this season going in the right direction, and I'm sure our counterparts at Waynesburg will be doing the same.
A pair of non-conference contests also take place on Saturday. Washington and Jefferson will conclude its non-league schedule with a road matchup at Oberlin College beginning at 1 p.m. It will be the first gridiron meeting between the two schools since a 0-0 tie way back in 1894. Westminster returns home to host Adrian College out of Michigan in New Wilmington at 1:30 p.m. One bright spot early for the Titans has been sophomore linebacker Jordan Blinn, who is second in the PAC at 12.0 tackles per game. Westminster head coach Jeff Hand talks about the challenges of teaching a young squad.
Realizing that they are freshmen and that there is going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but at the same time making sure that we're challenging them as well.
That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. A reminder that for the latest PAC football news, scores, and statistics, please log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.